Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All Thunder last night, 1-1 finals right now with the Indiana Pacers. They won by 16, and they got right thanks to their leading scorer, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, pouring in 34. Chase Hughes of Monumental Sports joins us now. Chase, that looked a little bit more like what people expected coming into these finals, huh?
Yeah, that was my main takeaway, is that that's what people thought was going to happen all series, right? I mean, the Thunder had a historic point differential during the regular season. They won 68 games. Conversely, not too many people expected the Pacers to make it to the NBA Finals, even though they were in the conference finals a year ago. And I think the way they did it is in true Thunder fashion. They were dominant on both ends of the floor. But this time, unlike in game one, they were able to limit Tyrese Halliburton. They made him commit 5 turnovers, which is very unusual for him. And then on the other end of the floor, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was great at scoring just as he was in game one. But this time, they were able to have much more ball movement, get other guys involved, establish more of a collective offensive rhythm. And I think what really hurt the Pacers is that some of their secondary players for the Thunder, guys like Alex Caruso and Aaron Wiggins, the types of players you don't expect to go off for 18 or 20 points, they got hot early. They made a bunch of threes, and it was just too much for Indiana.
Yeah, Chase, to me, I think this is what we're going to see. The Pacers are going to have, you know, multiple double-digit scorers. I think the Thunder have said, we are not letting Tyrese Halliburton go nuts. We're going to bother him. We're going to switch on him. We're going to make it so that he can't go crazy, and everyone else is going to have to pick up the slack. And I think even through 2 games, even though they lost the first one, that's worked. Other side, for Oklahoma City, it felt like Gilgeous-Alexander was way more of a distributor and a creator in game 2 than in game number 1. A lot of guys got more clean looks. I know the assist totals are, you know, can be misleading sometimes. Depends if a guy makes or misses it. But just felt like he was driving to create as much as he was driving to score in game 2.
Yeah, I'm sure the Pacers will try to employ the same strategy they had in game 1, which was, we know SGA is going to score a lot of points. If we could try to cut off those passing lanes and make it really difficult for him to get the ball to other players, then that could help their cause. I think what probably hurt them in particular was very early in game 2, Chet Holmgren got going. He really couldn't get anything in terms of scoring in game 1, but he started scoring right off the bat in game 2. And I think that sort of collapsed the Pacers' defense a little bit. It took some attention away from SGA and allowed some other guys to get open. So Miles Turner's going to have to do a better job against Chet Holmgren in game three. And for the Pacers, you know, I think what they can take solace in is that if you, I'm sure if you ask them going into this series, hey, you know, would you take a 1-1 series record going back to Indiana, they'd probably take that. So, you know, they're going to go back home. They're going to have a raucous environment. They've proven they can bounce back. And just because the Thunder got Tyrese Halliburton in game two, doesn't mean that they will in game three. You know, we saw this last series, Anthony Edwards, he kind of had some ebbs and flows against that Thunder defense. They're really, really good. But Tyrese Halliburton is also a really, really good player.
Chase, the Thunder are historically good. If they roll the rest of this series over Indiana, they're going to go down as win percentage-wise, margin-wise, a top 3-5 team in NBA history. Why are they so good?
They're really deep, and they have a lot of players who do a lot of different things. They're very versatile. They have basically two starting fives worth of players who can defend, who can make plays off the dribble, who can shoot. They're well coached. And obviously Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a tremendous player, but I think their superpower beyond having an MVP and one of the best scorers that we've seen in quite some time is their guard defense. They've got four all defense caliber guards. And I think it just makes them perfectly suited for today's game, which is very often won and lost on the perimeter. So they sort of foresaw where the league was going. It's a lot of credit to their GM, Sam Presti, who's one of the best talent evaluators in sports. I think if he gets a ring this year, he'll be one of the best executives in sports. He sort of saw where the league was going and prepared for it, I think, better than any other team.
Chase, thank you as always, buddy. Have a great week.
Absolutely, guys. Enjoy the Oshie event.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.